You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 124. Welcome 2015. This is our first show of the year 2015, and it's airing for the first time on January 1st, 2015. Now, I don't know when you're listening to it, but I promise you it's going to be great information whenever it finds its way to you, because the right things always find us at the right time. Now, on the last show, we closed out the year. We closed out 2014. If you haven't listened to that, go to JackieElmer.com/123, and the show notes and the information is there. But in that show, I mentioned choosing a theme word for the year. And it's funny, a few months back, before I even recorded that podcast, I chose the word launch. Now, when I chose that word, I really didn't know exactly how that was going to play out and shape up and what that was going to look like. But boy, have the last few months been very interesting for me in laying out my game plan for 2015. So on today's show, we're going to talk about launching into the new year, launching, what all of that means for you, for your business, and how to really take this next year and rock it out, and some steps that you can take to do that. So I give you leaders who launch. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, I hope that you have taken the time to choose what your theme word is going to be for this year. And if you have, send me a tweet about it. Just send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and just let me know what your key word is. What's going to be the word that rocks your world, rocks your business this year in 2015? I would love to hear that from you. And also, if you're ready to really ramp things up a bit, you might want to step into my Inner Circle coaching program. You can learn more at JackieElmer.com/coach. I'm now offering done-for-you blog content where 5 days a week, you get content for social media, for your blog, for Facebook, for Instagram, whatever you want to do with it, you get 5 pieces of content a week. And that's included in the Inner Circle coaching. So check that out, JackieElmer.com/coach. Boy, do I have a lot to share with you on today's show and in the upcoming weeks. You know, I mentioned I chose launch for my theme word, and I really didn't know what that was going to look like, how that was going to shape out. But boy, it's just, I'm so excited about what it's going to look like. Now, I'm always excited about the new year. I love the new year. I love the promise that it brings, the hope of a clean slate, starting over, achieving what I maybe didn't the last year, improving on things, just really, you know, getting started again, kind of a rebirth. And I hope you feel that way too. I know a lot of times people diss on, writing out resolutions and that type thing. And I'm not necessarily here to say that I'm a fan of resolutions if you're not going to see them through, but I do believe in goal setting and intentions and looking at the entire year with each month to month, and deciding what's going to happen for you in that month. What are your primary goals for that month? Will you be traveling? Will you be traveling for family and personal? Will you be traveling for business? Is it a good time to do a 90-day blast? You know, what are those things that you're going to be working on in your new year? So I really encourage you to take some time, find that keyword that's going to be a fit for you for 2015. Sit down with your calendar and plot some things out. So as I mentioned, I'm excited about 2015. Now, I always do love the start of the new year, but I operate in fives. Five is my lucky number. So anything that has to do in multiples of five, I always work for me. I'm always dialed in on it. I guess you could even say I'm a little superstitious where that's concerned, because actually today, January 1st, I launched a new business and I wouldn't do it until the 1st of January. So it's kind of interesting. We'll talk more about that in a minute. I've known that big things are in store for me for this year for quite some time, and I've been planning for it. A lot of new things launching for me and for my business this year. Now, it's kind of interesting. 2014 was a very pivotal year for me. You know, I spent a lot of time at the beginning of the year planning, strategizing, laying out what I wanted to accomplish. And I have to say, I accomplished most of what I set out to do in terms of my action steps and those things that I could do. It was a year of searching, of seeking, of trying some new things I've wanted to do for a while, and launching my Inner Circle coaching program, which literally has been a dream of mine for years. Dare I say, somewhere between 4 to 6 years anyway. I've had it in the planning stages for a long time and just never acted on it. And a big part of the year for me was trying to figure out a way to work with my daughter. Now, my daughter's been doing my social media update. She's been kind of my social media, a marketing person for almost a year now, but we've really been kind of brainstorming and trying to figure out where her career is going to take her. She'll turn 20 this year, and I really wanted to work with her and help her launch something. She's been attending networking events with me, network marketing events with me, since I think she was in fifth grade when she attended her first one, and has gone to dozens of conventions and different events, and she loves them and thrives from them, takes notes, gets lots of good encouragement out of them. But nothing ever really flipped her lid in terms of a business that she wanted to work on, something that she wanted to do. So as I mentioned, I knew that launch was going to be a key component for me this year, but I didn't know how it would transpire. I just knew I was ready for something different, something that felt better, something that created more peace. Because I realized at the start of last year, at the beginning of 2014, as I sat down with my calendar and looked back at the past and, you know, looked at where I'd been over the last few years and where I wanted to go over the next few years. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I realized that there was a finite amount of time left for me, left for all of us, really. That's not any kind of revelation, nothing new. It's no mystery. But for whatever reason, at the start of last year, it came into very sharp focus for me. So in looking at everything for this year, I really wanted to simplify my life. And looking back at 2014, well, let's just say that it doesn't in any way align with the word simple. So I've been planning, reflecting, going through my business life with a fine-tooth comb, and after a lot of thought and sorting and sifting and analysis and looking at numbers and running numbers, and even with some help from a business coach, I made some important decisions in my business. So let me just share quickly what's on tap for me for 2015. First of all, I decided to go through with something I've wanted to do for a long time and get my coaching certification. I've mentioned this before, but in January, I start my coaching certification process this month. I travel to Maui at the end of the month, and in the process, I'll be offering some free coaching, so stay tuned for that. I also am, you know, love social media and love everything that has to do with that platform and how to build a direct sales business. So I'm definitely going full speed ahead with that and with my Inner Circle coaching and that. And as I mentioned, as of today, I've launched a new business with my daughter. You know, so what I decided is, what better way to coach you and to give you tips and training than to have you follow along with my progress as my daughter and I launch and grow this business. Now, if you'd like to know more because you're looking for a business home, go to jackiealmer.com/connect. Now, I want to tell you, only go there if you're serious, because it's not an autoresponder. It's going to ask you to complete a form, and I'll be in direct contact with you to share information, to find out more about you, and see if we might be a fit to work together and to interview you for the process. So I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're just kicking tires and want to know what I'm up to, ask me in another way. Please don't fill out the form, but jackiealmer.com/connect for that. Now, what are my reasons for launching this business? I want to be very clear on this, because most specifically, it's not that I was looking for another business. Most specifically, though, I have a desire to work with my daughter and to target prime areas of my target audience. And working with my daughter really, really did this. I've had a goal to work with her for years, really since she started traveling with me to different conventions. And I could watch her growth and watch what she experienced, watched her really get network marketing, watched her get work ethic, watch her get goal setting and different things like that. So I really had a burning desire to work with her. And in sitting down and having conversations with her, I realized we were going to have to work together to find something that was going to be a fit that we could do together that tapped into both of our creative energies, both of our passions, and really would be kind of a fresh start and put us not on equal playing ground, but I don't know, just something that we could really do together. You know, my prime target audiences are women first and foremost. Guys, not trying to leave you out of the equation at all, but because I'm a woman, because I've been a stay-home mom and different things like that, I just have a huge passion for working with this target audience. I also love working with Generation Y. My children are Gen Y. I know a lot of people who are Gen Y. I see the challenges going on with Gen Y, with college students and college graduates and, you know, work-at-home moms. I know the unique challenges that these groups have and the needs and wants that these groups have. And I have a strong desire to build a team and to build a mentoring program around these needs and wants. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you how we went about choosing a company and what our criteria is and why we wanted a sizzle product and how we're going to work with that sizzle product to really make a difference in this business launch. Now, we're also going to be doing the 90-day launch plan following basically Eric Worre's 90-day launch. We'll talk about our preparation phase, our pre-launch, our launch, social media and how it fits into our launch, what tools we're using, how we're using them. We'll talk about scripting, making those introductions to people, how to use Facebook, how we're using those different mediums to reach out to people. So scripting will be a big part of that. The tools that we're using, how we're going to go about getting new team members started, how we create duplication, the tools that we'll be using, follow-up. And most specifically, I'll be sharing what my daily method of operation is, or my DMO, as well as what I've laid out for my daughter to get her business launched and how I'll be working with her. So how I went about doing this was kind of interesting. Because this has been a time of great personal reflection, I've been doing a lot of journaling. I've spent a lot of time in prayer and meditation, a lot of time walking and doing yoga and just doing different things and trying to clear my mind out and really determine what it is that I want to do with the last half of my life, essentially. As I mentioned, there's a finite amount of time. How do I want to spend that time? What do I want to be doing? I'm essentially an empty nester now, and I have a lot of possibilities ahead of me. So some of the areas that I worked on personally is that I let go of my own limiting beliefs. Those would include limiting beliefs about myself, about my business skills, about what businesses might be a fit for me, about what I have the ability to create and perpetuate in the world. I let go of what I call shoulding on myself. Well, I should be doing this, or I shouldn't be doing this, or I should do this because of this group or these people or this or whatever. I really had to free myself from any shoulds. This is my life to live. I've got a mission to accomplish, and that journey may take me on a different path at different times than what others who are in my life feel that I should be doing. But ultimately, I have to follow my dreams, my passions, my goals, and the way I'm being led and directed by God and by the universe. Now, it's interesting because MLM, network marketing, direct sales, is full of areas where we can feel guilty or be led to think that we should feel guilty. So I want to caution you to be careful of this. One of the things that I got very clear on also was my mission. My mission is to inspire and empower women to create a life and career they love. Life and career are highly intertwined, and you can't do one without the other, almost. So it's important that you find joy in all of that, and I want to help people create that life and that career that they love, that they jump out of bed ready to do, that they're excited about, that brings them to tears of joy and not tears of struggle and frustration. So I know what my life has been like for the last almost 21 years, what I've cherished in that time, what I valued, and I also know where I want to make a difference. And I know that corporate America is broken for women, especially for women with children. It's just such an uphill battle. You're almost always being asked to choose between your family and your career. And I get it. I get it from both sides. I'm not even dissing on the companies who do that. I get it. They've got a baby of their own to raise, which is their company. And they've got to, you know, pick and choose around those things that work best for their company. I don't always agree with the tactics, but I just am here to say I get it from both sides. And I certainly get it from the female perspective, having been in a career that I absolutely loved, and then making the choice to leave that career to stay home to be with my children, It's not a decision I'll ever, ever regret, but it wasn't easy in a variety of different ways. So again, men, don't take this as an exclusion at all, but it's something to really keep in mind as you begin to recruit women into your business. So understand what it is that women are looking for. That's a big part of it. Understand their core values. Understand the challenges that they have with juggling family and finances and business and career and the do's and don'ts and shoulds and shouldn'ts and the guilties and all that other stuff. And I'll be covering a lot more on this in the next show that I'll be doing, where I cover how my daughter and I went about choosing a company. But I know for me personally, I want to help more women be independent. I want to help more women do the work that they value, okay, work that they truly love, and to feel good about themselves, to be there with their children. So in looking at all of this and looking back on 2014 and looking ahead to the excitement that I feel around 2015 and those goals that I have and what it is that I really want to achieve, this really is going to be a very big launch year for me. So I really want to invite you to follow along as I share some resources and I share the action steps that we're taking to launch this business, to take it to a big, big level. We have really huge goals with this, and we have big goals in a short amount of time. And as always, if you have questions or comments, you can tweet me at Jackie Almer. So what I want to do is I want to lay out some action steps that you may want to take to begin to figure out what's in store for you, what's on tap for you in 2015. First, decide what that buzzword's going to be. I mentioned mine is launch. What's your one word that you're basing your year around? What's the theme for your year? Then I want to encourage you to write out your mission and decide if what you're doing is fulfilling it. Have you really taken the time to write out your mission? Then I want you to decide where it is that you want to be in 5 years. Where do you really want to be in 5 years? And then ask yourself, are you on track to being there, to living that, to fulfilling that intention and that purpose? Third thing, I want you to think about what brings you joy and fulfillment. What brings you that joy and fulfillment in your life and in your career? And are you living that? And then finally, I want to encourage you to make the changes you need to be true to yourself and to honor yourself. Because as I mentioned, that was a big part of it for me, was looking back and determining, is this all working for me? Now, if you'd like to know more about the business my daughter and I are launching and follow along with us, you can go to jackiealmer.com/connect. That's just C-O-N-N-E-C-T. Okay, it'll take you to a form. And again, it's not an autoresponder. It's not meant for just tire kickers. I'm looking for those people. It's fine if you're just evaluating, but you know, if you're just looking to find out what I'm doing, please don't waste my time or yours filling that out. All right. So I look forward to sharing more with you on next week's show, where we get into how we went about choosing a company and the criteria for that. Oh, I'm just so excited for launch 2015. I have to tell you, I haven't been sleeping. My stomach's had butterflies, and I've been waking up thinking about all the possibilities that lie before me. And that's an exciting place to be. If you've never been that way in a business, I really hope that you'll get back to that point, because it is so exciting. Okay, it's time for my iTunes review and shout out. Laura MW shared wonderful, wonderful information you are sharing with all of us, Jackie. Thank you so much. You've made network marketing so much easier. Well, thank you, Laura. And I just want to let you know that you've been entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching program. If you'd like to be entered to win, you can go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes and leave your review there. And you'll get a shout out on the show, and you'll be entered in to win as well. Okay, show notes, jackiealmer.com/124. And I do love hearing from you. So if you have questions or comments, you can tweet me at Jackie Almer. Let me know what's on your mind. If you have a question, just add the hashtag #JackieAlmer. And as always, I love your review. So if you have a review to share, go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business, and here's to a rockin' 2015. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.